J.C. Black with us. She's got a ukulele. You know Trey. No, I won't hold that against you. You know the Taylor family through your dad. Your dad is a county commissioner up in Athens, Alabama, right?
He is. He is the District 3 Limestone County Commissioner. Yes, sir.
So you're from there, and you chose Auburn to go to school, so you're down here. What year are you down in college?
I'm a junior in agricultural communications.
Yes. Yeah. All right. So Trey told me the story about the ukulele that you, during quarantine, figured I'm going to try to learn how to play a ukulele. What brought that
on?
I'm curious.
You know, pretty much I felt like everybody probably did in quarantine. I was bored and felt like I should do something to better myself or to get a new skill. And I thought, you know, I've never learned an instrument. I've always sang.
So no musical talent or nothing coming in, at least.
Right, you know. And
or training. I won't say talent.
No training.
Yeah,
because
you got talent, apparently, if you picked the thing up and learned it all by yourself.
Well, it actually, you know, it's supposed to be the easiest instrument to learn. So
I need to get me one, then. That's what I need to work on.
Should.
I thought tambourine was number one. That's what
maybe,
I can play.
Maybe triangle could be the easiest, I suppose. But as far as stringed instruments goes,
yeah,
the ukulele is the easiest.
There's four strings
on
the ukulele.
There's only four strings,
It's
yeah.
a smaller, you know, not it's as many
small.
Frets and
it's,
all.
It's very compact, and this is actually not even the smallest. They make one that's just a little bit smaller than this.
Yeah.
But it's relatively inexpensive. I got a whole, you know, starter kit. I learned four chords, and before I knew it, I was playing tons of songs. So.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Did you, while you were doing your training, did you see any Don Ho videos? Because he's the most famous ukulele player. But see, I've stumped you. You don't even know.
Yes, I'm not.
He's
a
guy from Hawaii. You know, did you ever watch the Brady Bunch?
No. No, I mean, I've seen a few episodes.
Yeah, Don Ho, he landed on the Brady Bunch, I think, in their Hawaii trip. But he could play the uke, as we call it. Yeah, so you.
The uke.
How do you, I mean, you just. You watching videos, learning chords?
Yes.
Is that what you did?
Yeah, so they do a lot of things. It's called to learn a song written, you know, if it's written down, they use something called tabs, which shows you which chord to play on which word.
Yeah.
And basically, you just learn it by, as you say it, you play that song. And then next thing you know, you're strumming along and singing, and it's a whole lot of fun. I don't have any special talent that makes me more inclined to be able to learn it. The ukulele is really one of those that you can pick up relatively easily and, you know, start playing songs within a couple of months. So
is it you kind of get in a rhythm, you get the memory of the chords, and then have you been able to pick up anything else on your own, or do you have to watch?
No,
I mean, how does it work?
I mean, I tried a couple of different things, but so far nothing has been as easy as the ukulele. I don't know, maybe I have some natural ability I didn't know about until quarantine, but it's been so much fun to get to learn.
That is cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is interesting, and, you know, that you did, and you. How often do you pick the thing up and play it?
Well, during quarantine, it was every single day.
Yeah.
Since school started, I try at least two or three times a week so that I don't lose the function of the chords or whatever, but not as much as I would like to since school started, so.
What will you think you'll do after college?
Well, I'm not totally sure. Grad school is a possibility, but with my degree, you can do a lot of different things. You know, with public relations or environmental policy, law, that kind of thing. So I'm kind of open to wherever gives me a job, basically.
Yeah. This is that Jason Mraz song, I'm Yours. You've heard
it
before. So here is J.C. Black here on the Wake Up Call.
Loved. So
Yeah.
How about that?
I like that better than the original myself.
Thank
Good
you.
Job, Jacy.
Thank you.
You know, there's that song that I'm trying to think of it, What a Wonderful World, that's done on the uke that sounds a lot like that intro.
The same chords, actually.
Exactly, yeah. So there's a second song you work on for next time, right?
Sounds good.
We did post it on, if you didn't get to see it, it's on Facebook. So we did Facebook Live. So if you didn't get to hear all of it or whatever, you go back and check it out later. Check it out on the WTLS Facebook page. So Leanne liked it.
Did she?
You get a thumbs up from Leanne, you done well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, the thing is, she has a beautiful voice.
No doubt.
You know,
great singer.
Yeah, she had, didn't you win some talent contests or in the...
Well, obviously in high school I won the, not obviously, but I was in talent shows in high school, and then I participated in a couple of different talent contests, but I've been singing since I was a little bitty girl, and just, I love being in front of people, so I majored in communications, but it's been a lifelong thing for me, but...
She sings to the cows out there and the cow cows over there.
That's right.
I sing to the cows. Yeah, keep them calm.
Communication's a good field. I don't know, she might be in the radio someday.
She may come down here. Like I said, I told her. I said the producer that we talked about with Alabama, started off here at WTLS.
That's right. Maybe he's listening.
She becomes a famous ukulele player with her pretty voice, and she's going to be good.
Yeah.
She's going to be really great.
That's right. He put out over 40 number one hits, with Alabama. But
yeah.
He started right here at WTLS. Harold Shedd's his name. Y'all look it up. It's true. So
claim to fame right
never
now.
Know where you might get your start.
Yeah. Hey, exactly.
This was it. This is one day she'll look back and say, if it hadn't been for that opportunity, I just never know.
Here she is.
That's right.
Here I am.
Caught herself during COVID.
During COVID.